Welcome to a brand new chapter, a brand new phase, and of course, a brand new episode. Happy, happy New Year, beautiful people. Hello! Happy New Year! Cheers, 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 clink, 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 clink. Happy New Year from a gorgeous, gorgeous girl, a beautiful babe. Okay, this year we're keeping it short, sweet, and simple. I'm going to drink to that. Amazing. Cheers, beautiful people. Hello. Welcome back to another wonderful episode of Unraveling with Risa. Happy New Year. I missed you all so much. And wow, it's how we're in 2022 for me. 2021 ran. It really, really ran. And we're in 2022. And it's just been exciting, eye-opening. It's just been a lot of things, to be honest. And I have a lot to unpack this year. God help me. I really, really want to do a lot. And I want to even be more present here. And it's crazy how, like, I thought that I hadn't recorded since November, but it turned out to be December. And it also turns out that I had recorded for December, my last episode, where I was going to say, you know, I was going to be gone till the new year, and I never posted it, like uploaded it, obviously. And I was like, damn, like, I had just been carried away with actually living, because COVID is on a rise, you know, and a lot of things are happening. The hospital is really busy. And me personally, I'm just trying to, like, be more intentional and be more present in the lives of my loved ones, family members, friends, and just be more present in general. So I actually was going to take, like, a break from y'all from the 16th and 17th-ish, but I never ended up uploading, which is bad. But I came back. Like, I was looking at my analytics, is that what they call it? I was looking at the numbers. Let me be very, very simple. And I was like, oh, damn, I got more listeners and everything. So people have been listening. And thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. I feel so honored. Like, you know, I don't take this for granted at all. But yeah, guys, I was drinking a little bit, some wine before I started recording. I'm in a great mood. So let's get right into the episode. So yeah, guys, you know, like, it's 2022 and a lot of people do this whole new year, new me, new year, new this, oh, new year, new behavior, oh, new year, I'm not talking to this person anymore, oh, new year this, oh, new year that. And I think I stopped doing that when I was a child, and that's because it's really not realistic, for being honest. I feel like, me personally, I'm not that kind of person, because I just feel like I'm not, like, you end up saying, no, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do this, but you don't really follow through, because it's not really something set in stone. It's just you trying to put up a front to be a new person for a new year, if that makes any sense. And me personally, I don't believe you have to put up a front or anything. You can just actually write down your goals and be like, this one I'm going to achieve this year, this one I'm not going to, you know, this is something I'm not going to tolerate anymore, I want to be more disciplined, stuff like that. But the whole new year, new me thing, I'm really not with it. I'm still the same person. I'm just better, I'm bigger, I'm growing, I'm, you know, I'm more beautiful, more sexy, way too sexy, okay? Your host is way too sexy. That's why I told you, Happy New Year from a gorgeous, gorgeous girl. You get me? Okay. So yeah, this year, like I said, more present, keeping it simple, short and sweet, but with a lot of depth and a lot of substance. And, you know, I just really wanted to ask you guys, first of all, how y'all doing? I hope you guys are fine, well, okay, all right, wherever you are, whatever it is that you're doing, work, school, being a parent, being a lover, being a sibling, being an employee, like, what exactly, like, how are you feeling, where you at, seeing that we may come down with another wave of COVID, how do you feel about it, being that we may go into some sort of, you know, lockdown again. You know, Canada, Toronto is already in lockdown. A lot of places are going to go into lockdown again. Like, how are you feeling about that? Like, where's your head at with that? me personally, I'm just not like thinking too deep into it, because I just feel like, personally, the lockdown did more, like it helped me more than it harmed me. I mean, it was a time where as a community we all came together. There was a lot of like live videos and everything. I mean, we're locked down and we were like very, very, very like sad that we couldn't do a lot of things like dining, go out, stuff like that. Everybody was just home, eating, gaining weight and all that stuff. But then again, we were very, 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 we're coming together as a community to do a lot of things. A lot of people, their businesses blossomed and, you know, flourished during the time. Lots of people like grew their pages. People who like, you know, make a living on Instagram and on social media in general. I just feel like it was a time for us to come together. And I feel like during that time, it was where you got to learn a lot of things you didn't really know you could do while still being, you know, within the four walls of your home, wherever it is that you were at, you know, while the lockdown was going on. So yeah, that is something, and I'm not thinking too deep into it because by the grace of God, I have a roof over my head. I have a bed to lay on. Water is running fine. It's cold where I am. You know, heater is working good. I have food to eat. By the grace of God, the grocery stores do not shut down. And God has provided and will continue to provide. And I hope that each and every one of you listening, you will also get provision from God. And everything you need will be in abundance. This year, we're being very positive. We're being very intentional. And we're being very substantial. Like, we're going to go for whatever it is that we've planned to go for with a lot of intention and just like, I need to get this. This is what I want. I'm going to work towards it. I'm going to keep to our words. We're not going to lie. We're not going to be different. We're not going to, I mean, be different in a bad way. Like, we're not going to switch up and be terrible. We're going to work towards actualizing our goals. And we're just going to be actually fruitful. Now, see, 2021. It's a whole different story because towards the end, I was just like, please, what's going on here? Like, I couldn't even really understand. I was like asking myself what was going on. And for the most part, I was coasting through. But I'm thankful that I could coast through because a lot of people couldn't. My mental health took different turns at different times in 2021. And I'm just thankful for the resources that I have and I had available to be able to scale through. I'm saying that because a lot of people don't have all these resources. I remember someone saying that they really need therapy, but they can't afford it. And it really hurt me because I'm in a place that I can afford therapy by the grace of God, or it's something that's given to me in a platter of gold. But I know that people struggle with things like getting therapy and just as little as affording it because they make it so expensive. And it really breaks my heart because at the end of the day, like, I'm thinking like this next person can't afford therapy and they know that they really need therapy and their life is really not going how they want it to go because their mental health is in shambles and therapy is so freaking expensive that, you know, the average man cannot afford it, you know, comfortably. After paying all the bills, they have to pay, and it's just hurtful. And that was something I thought about, you know, like towards the end of the year, last year as well. But we're thankful that at least, you know, we're good over here, and God has been good. God has been gracious. Me, Omo, I've just been at that point where I'm just like, may the grace of the Lord be with me now and always. Wherever I go, no wahala, like, just God, I beg, God, I beg, God, I beg. That song that says, hey, God, no make I follow. This one, what is the cause? I still want to bow. I still want to turn up. That song by Keys Daniel just literally resonates with me. Like, it's like, that's how I talk to God. When I tell people that, sometimes they look at me. It's like, Daddy J, like, we ain't doing this today. Like, I really need you to take control of everything that's going to go on with me today because I can't. Like, I can't handle it going another way. And I'm just really thankful that God has been good to me, my family, my loved ones. Ooh, he's just been faithful. And I'm thankful. Omo, I was just thinking about it. Twitter is a crazy place. And a lot of times when I'm scrolling on there, I see a lot of things and I'm just like, oh, wow, like, wow, like, people really think like this. And it's just like we all have the same minds, kind of. Because things I've thought about, I'll see someone tweeting it and they'll be getting like 150k retweets. And I'm like, well, damn. I didn't think to tweet it, but somebody else did, you know? It's like, but I've thought about it before, and it's just crazy. But, you know, I just hope that this new year, the beginning of the year, freshness, a breath of fresh air, calmness, stillness, and just peace will be your portion. You will not struggle, you will not cry, you will not mourn, you will not be sorrowful, you will not be in pain, in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you guys so much, and this episode was really me just coming on here to like just wish you happy new year from the gorgeous babe, okay, the very beautiful babe, the way too sexy babe, okay. And I just hope that you guys have a fantastic year. And there'll be another episode where I'll unpack a little more things. And if you guys did not know, we're now on Amazon as well, because Amazon reached out to your girl. I was like, put your podcast on Amazon. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, why not? So now we are on Amazon. And I'm thankful to God for that. It's always a blessing that we're able to grow, you know, and reach more people. Have more people to join the family. Because over here, we what? We nice, we cool, we good, we okay, we positive. It's beautiful vibes over here, right? Okay. But again, happy new year from a gorgeous babe, okay? Don't forget that. Let that carry you through. And I've prayed for you all already. Even before recording this podcast, I've prayed. I'm praying again now, recording. I will pray after if I go to sleep. I love y'all so much. I really appreciate every listen, every tune in, every share, every word. I really do appreciate it. I hope you guys are up to some good, you know. I hope your year is going fine. But your girl, like I said, be drinking some wine. I need to wind down for the night. But I love you guys so much. And I hope this year is everything that you wish for it to be. Don't forget that you're the best of the best and the best that there always will be. I remain your host, the gorgeous babe, Uche Chiarissa. Love you all. Bye, guys.